Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
If you've chosen to study away from home, one accommodation option is living in a hall of residence. Listen to four students talking about their experience of on-campus life. 1.
Life in halls of residence is unlike anything else I've ever experienced. I don't see how anyone can make friends in college without living there for at least 1 year. And it's not true that halls are not for introverts. I'm a shy person myself, and I share a room with an extremely outgoing Londoner. Yet we get on really well. The only problem is that we no longer have Mum and Dad here to wake us up or cook for us. We just have to grow up and cope with our problems on our own.
2. For the facilities, location and food services, on-campus life is unbeatable. With classmates and friends around 24 hours a day, you can always find someone to study or take a study break with. Living here, I've formed friendships that I know will last a lifetime. Halls are also convenient when you need a hand. If your computer crashes, you can head to the computer freak next door. If you run out of paper, your roommate will surely give you a stack of sheets. Most halls of residence are as big as cities, and yet as warm as a home. 3.
What I like about living on campus is that everything you need, sports facilities, library, canteen, classes, is right here in the halls or nearby. Also, after a long night of studying, I don't have to wake up at 6:30 the next morning to get to class for 8:30 a.m. Instead, I can sleep till 7:45. What I miss, though, is my own space. I'm a studious person and I could do without all-night parties and crowds of visitors. Having roommates around all the time and queuing to take a shower drives me crazy much more than I thought it would. But who knows, you might create lifelong bonds in that queue.
4. During their first year of college, students should definitely try living in a hall of residence. For me, it is mainly a social experience. You learn to get on with other people, both those living with you and living around you. But there are many rules to obey, so for many young people, it might be too restrictive. Renting a flat on your own obviously gives you more freedom. So if you are a free spirit, uncomfortable with curfews, closed-circuit TV, and people watching your conduct, and you can afford it, go for that option.
5. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
If you've chosen to study away from home, one accommodation option is living in a hall of residence. Listen to four students talking about their experience of on-campus life. 1.
Life in halls of residence is unlike anything else I've ever experienced. I don't see how anyone can make friends in college without living there for at least 1 year. And it's not true that halls are not for introverts. I'm a shy person myself, and I share a room with an extremely outgoing Londoner. Yet we get on really well. The only problem is that we no longer have Mum and Dad here to wake us up or cook for us. We just have to grow up and cope with our problems on our own.
2. For the facility's location and food services, on-campus life is unbeatable. With classmates and friends around 24 hours a day, you can always find someone to study or take a study break with. Living here, I've formed friendships that I know will last a lifetime. Halls are also convenient when you need a hand. If your computer crashes, you can head to the computer freak next door. If you run out of paper, your roommate will surely give you a stack of sheets. Most halls of residence are as big as cities, and yet as warm as a home. Three.
What I like about living on campus is that everything you need, sports facilities, library, canteen, classes, is right here in the halls or nearby. Also, after a long night of studying, I don't have to wake up at 6:30 the next morning to get to class for 8:30 a.m. Instead, I can sleep till 7:45. What I miss, though, is my own space. I'm a studious person and I could do without all-night parties and crowds of visitors. Having roommates around all the time and queuing to take a shower drives me crazy much more than I thought it would. But who knows, you might create lifelong bonds in that queue.
Four. During their first year of college, students should definitely try living in a hall of residence. For me, it is mainly a social experience. You learn to get on with other people, both those living with you and living around you. But there are many rules to obey, so for many young people, it might be too restrictive. Renting a flat on your own obviously gives you more freedom. So if you are a free spirit, uncomfortable with curfews, closed-circuit TV, and people watching your conduct, and you can afford it, go for that option.